This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is to meet with his counterparts Friday at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where more aid for Ukraine is to be announced. On Thursday, the United States announced more than $2.5 billion in military aid, but no tanks Ukraine has requested. The latest U.S. package of weaponry includes Bradley fighting vehicles and Stryker armored personnel carriers. The new U.S. aid package brings American military assistance to Ukraine to almost $27 billion since Russia's invasion nearly a year ago. President Joe Biden has inspected some of the damage caused by relentless storms that devastated some areas of the western state of California. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The president walked along the splintered boardwalk in the beach town of Capitola and heard from business owners struggling to repair damage to their shops after deadly storms caused devastation across the region and killed more than 20 people statewide. From December 26 to January 17, California was deluged by 11.47 inches of rain and snow on average across the state.
If anybody doubts the climate is changing, then they must have been asleep for the last couple years.
The president has already approved a major disaster declaration for the state, freeing additional federal resources for recovery efforts. Hours before his visit, he raised the level of federal assistance available even higher. I'm Norman Hall.
And for a developing story at this hour, South Korea, about 500 people evacuated after fire broke out in a shanty town in the South Korean capital of Seoul. There are no immediate reports of casualties there. At least 40 homes have been destroyed thus far. We'll keep you abreast of the latest. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden told reporters during that tour in California that he's cooperating with the probe into his handling of some classified documents found at his private residence in Wilmington, Delaware, and an office in Washington.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
President Joe Biden speaking earlier today in California. Attorney General Merrick Garland last week appointed Robert Hur, a former Maryland U.S. attorney, to serve as special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's inquiry into those documents. 69 Al-Shabaab militants were killed in two separate military operations in the southern and central areas of Somalia, according to Somali military officials. In a separate operation, at least 20 Al-Shabaab militants were killed and others were injured when the Somali National Army fighters launched an attack Thursday on a militant base, the temporary administrative capital of Southwest, that's North Beto, according to the state officials. A fire broke out near the San Martin Square in the center of Peru's capital, Lima, early Friday amid protests in that city. The fire comes after a day of protests. Thousands of people poured into the capital, many from remote Andean regions, for a demonstration against President Dina Boluarte and in support of her predecessor, whose ouster last month launched deadly unrest and cast the nation into political chaos. It was not clear whether the fire was related to those protests. A fire at a military base in Armenia has killed over a dozen soldiers after they used gasoline for heating. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The blaze swept through a military barrack in the village of Azat in eastern Armenia. Armenia's defense minister blamed the fire eruption on the use of gasoline to fuel a stove, which was in violation of fire safety rules. He said that the unit's commander and about a dozen other officers were also fired. Prosecutors opened a probe into the fire. I'm Karen Chamas.
And authorities in northwestern Pakistan, that is, said Thursday militants had staged a gun and bomb attack on a police outpost, killing three security force members there. The then Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly nighttime raid in the Khyber district bordering Afghanistan. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.